Our only hope is in my hands.
Megan! Why have you forsaken me?
Faith, family, country. Those are the things that matter.
You're listening to Lent and Easter at the Movies, and as we move into Eastertide, we're joined by Father Robert King, our guest contributor, an academic, a scholar of film. So, it's the second Sunday of Easter, and the film, Robert, we're talking about today is Hunger, about the 1981 hunger strike of Bobby Sands in the Maze Prison.
That's right, it's a rather unusual choice, if not controversial, for the second Sunday of Easter. It was directed by Steve McQueen, who has a background in art, and that's kind of apparent, really, in how he makes his film. Obviously, the film reflects a very political period of history, but I've chosen it because of the structure of the film, and also it reminded me of a prisoner in Bristol, where I often help out as chaplain. One Easter, he told me he'd watched Hunger and found it a very powerful film. And that surprised me. You know, why on earth would a prisoner want to watch something as horrible as Hunger? But he said that he was really moved by the story. And one scene that really struck him was the protracted cleaning scene. Anyone who's seen the film will, of course, remember that, when the slurry of mess from the corridor of the cells is cleaned in a very slow and drawn-out way by one of the prison officers. In many ways, the scene kind of reflects a certain futility, but also it shows a monotony, you know, that things kind of go on. And that's partly why I've chosen it as a reflection for this Sunday, because we're left with a choice when we face the empty tomb. We initially have great joy, just like the first disciples, but then we have to move away from that tomb. We have to choose to believe in the resurrection in a way that's not passive, but rather active. We have to get on and enjoy our faith.
I remember a homily you did at Mass one time.
Oh, will you listen to it?
Sure, the men hold you in very high esteem.
I can feel a dig coming on.
You're very quick.
Right.
Now, you're respected, you know that. But I like those stories you tell about the countryside.
And childhood of poaching, robbing apples, stampeding cattle.
Fine education for a priest.
Priest working in West Belfast, that is, yeah.
Stampeding comes in handy down the Falls Road.
Or you see, hate me.
You miss it, though?
What?
Countryside.
I sort of get home to see my wee brother every month or so, but... I miss the usual. Clean air, space, all that.
Feels closer to who you are.
Aye, well, it is. No question. Something like a fish out of water working in a big city like Belfast, but it's a job, isn't it?
Throughout Eastertide, we find ourselves journeying towards Pentecost, that great celebration of the birth of the church when the Holy Spirit was poured out on those first disciples, who then went out boldly proclaiming the good news that Jesus Christ had risen from the dead. In this Sunday's Gospel, we hear John's account of the pouring out of the Holy Spirit, but also the story of Thomas, who's often referred to as Doubting Thomas. And I always think that's really a bit cruel, a bit mean, because, all right, he doubted, but what he was really saying was he wanted to believe, but needed something extra. He needed an experience for himself of the risen Christ. He needed to see Christ and touch Christ to know that Christ had risen from the dead. And you know what? It isn't all that different for us, really, is it? We're called to believe, and we believe, but sometimes in our journey of faith, we just need a little bit extra. We need an experience of Christ to help us in our journey of faith, to bring our faith to life in a way that's different. So that's why I've chosen Hunger, because it's a film that tells a human story, but the drawn out parts of the film really remind us that, yeah, we are on a journey, and that sometimes it's literally tough going, but with Christ we persevere.